You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, aka Mike Daddy, aka Magnificent Mikey. I don't have any news to bring you today. I know that the FNCS majors were going on this weekend, so hopefully some of you were able to check that out. I haven't been able to check any of it out or see any results or anything, but, you know, I really do like this new format that they are doing for the FNCS, and the fact that it's all leading somewhere is pretty exciting. So I will be checking it out at some point. But let's go ahead and we can dive into looking at some of the LTMs to play right now. Again, just not a fan of this new Discover page, like a million different things on here and smaller, and it doesn't make it feel really like, just doesn't, you know, it just doesn't really feel like it's making me check any more of these out. It's just for me it's a little bit too much. What's the word I'm looking for, you know, where you're paralyzed by too many choices. That's basically what I feel like. I'm like, oh man, I just wish they would make these, you know, previews bigger for one so that they looked a little bit more important, and just a little bit less, and just maybe rotated them even more frequently, because there's so many here I don't even know what to pick if I were going to play some of these myself. But we got stuff like Frost Survival, Spider-Verse Free For All, Mega Easy Parkour, High School Prop Hunt, 1v1 with any gun, Modern Mansion Gun Game, and what's this? Up and Coming, huh? Okay, so we got Rick and Morty Free For All, Uncharted Free For All, King Bob, Red versus Blue, and oh, there's a whole lot more to be discovered in that Discover tab, obviously, because there's like a million things on the Discover page now. Let's go ahead, take a look at these weekly classes. I think the only one we have left to talk about is the Hit Headshots, and this one goes in stages, and obviously the greatest place to do this is in Team Rumble, because you could just hit headshots all day in there. If you get eliminated, you don't have to worry about waiting to respawn into your next match, or, you know, you don't have to worry about getting sent back to the lobby and then having to wait to start your next match. You will just respawn right after you get eliminated and be able to start hitting more headshots on your opponents right away. Let's head on over to that item shop now and see what we have in the item shop today. Okay, here we go. We have, yep, okay, so of course all of our Valentine's Day theme stuff still here. All of our icon series are still here. The Kid Leroy items are still here. Dragon Ball as well. And then today we have the Renegade outfit for 800. The King Crab outfit with back scoop back bling for 1,200. The Flint Striker harvesting tool for 500. The Make It Rain emote for 500. The Gun Show emote for 200. The IO Attack music for 200. Let's see here. We got the First Fighters bundle. Which one is this one? The Squad Origins. Oh yeah, this is the one where they're wearing jumpsuits, and then you can select a chapter. Looks like it's chapter 1, season 1 through season 1 through 10. You select whatever season from chapter 1, and then your jumpsuit will become that theme. So it's actually a pretty cool bundle. The bundle actually comes with the Gang Is All Here loading screen as well, and the bundle is 2,800, which is 3,200 off the total. And so you get all of the character models for that one, and then same thing, you know, that's same for females and males. You can get them each separately for 1,200, and then they have the season signature back bling, which is 400. And again, once again, you are just selecting different seasons, and depending on the season you pick, it changes the theme of the back bling. We got the Edge Factor bundle, which has the Hedron outfit, Edge Case backbling, ISO outfit, Exploding Axis backbling, Pick Axis harvesting tool, and the Multi-Point Edge glider for 2,300. The Hedron outfit with Edge Case backbling itself is 1,500. The ISO outfit with the Exploding Axis backbling is 1,500. The Pick Axis harvesting tool is 800. The Multi-Point Edge glider is 800. We have the Eternal Struggle Bundle, which has the Arc Outfit, Arc Wings Backbling, Virtue Harvesting Tool, Evil Eye Harvesting Tool, Divine Wrap, the Malkor Outfit, Malkor Wings Backbling, and this is all for a total of 3,000, which is 3,000 off the total. And separately, the Arc Outfit with Arc Wings Backbling is 2,000. The Divine Wrap is 500. The Virtue Harvesting Tool is 800. The Malkor Outfit with Malkor Wings Backbling is 1,500. The Evil Eye Harvesting Tool is 1,200. And that looks like everything today. You can get any and all of these items using code Mikey, MMMIKIE, in the item shop, and some of the proceeds will go to help support the show. And the item of the day today is an easy one for me to pick out. I mean, everybody loved this one. There was controversy when it first came back to the item shop. Everybody knows it's the Renegade outfit. You know, it does look great. You know, to me, in the beginning of Fortnite, these were some of the outfits I was the biggest fan of. The outfits that, you know, were just reskins of the base, you know, default models. I always like, I like a lot of those ones the best. You know, just your base models, just wearing a little bit different looking outfits. Yeah, but you know, that's a fan favorite. It was, again, you know, there's the controversy over if they were gonna ever put it back in the item shop. People didn't want them to put it back in the item shop because, you know, the OG people wanted to keep their outfit more rare. Because I don't believe I actually ever bought anything from Fortnite until season 4. You know, I went without buying any battle passes. I went without buying anything from the item shop up until season 4. And I only got the battle pass for that because at that time the podcast was getting so popular. I had so many people listening to the show that I felt like, I should get the battle pass and kind of you know, talk about all the items in the battle pass, since, you know, people love that. That's how I first, you know, started buying things from Fortnite in the first place. So I missed out on a lot of this stuff in the beginning, even though I was playing before I started buying stuff. But yeah, there you go. That's the item shop, and that's going to be the episode for today. So make sure you go join the Daily Fortnite Discord and hang out with us. Follow me over on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Head over to Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star rating and a written review for a shout out on the show. And we actually got a couple of those today. And with one of these, I'm going to give you a tip of the day. So this one is from FootCNU with a 5-star that says, "Great, but good pod. Only problem is that there is no tip of the day like advertised." So a couple of things I got to address. I don't advertise anything, right? So there's nothing advertised. You know, this you're probably talking about in the show description that it talks about a tip of the day. And I have addressed this recently because, you know, we're over 1,700 episodes into the show now. And, you know, if you listen to the first, I don't know, hundreds and hundreds, you may be the probably the first 1,000 episodes or more have tips of the day in them. I feel like the game has gotten so far ahead of me, and the game's been around for so long, it's hard to go back and just go over like the basic stuff, right? I will say that it seems like there's a lot more new things being added and things that could innovate Fortnite, or that are innovating what's happening in Fortnite. So we might be getting back to those a little bit more regular, and especially whenever there's new items or new features, that's when we're definitely going to do tips of the day. And because I've gotten some more time to play lately, I do have a tip for you today. So we got this new augment, right? And the augment is the Riftjector, and if you use it, once your shield gets cracked, you get put into, or a rift automatically happens, and it's basically like a rift to go, right? And it automatically goes off when your shield is broke. But if you're going against somebody who has this, you should know that you can use that rift. You can use that portal. So that could be very, very handy when you need to get somewhere far and fast. Say, you know, what's one thing a professional Fortnite player is going to tell you about fighting in the storm? Don't do it. They're going to tell you that it's the dumbest thing to do, right? But now, in pubs, because I don't believe the Riftjector is in competitive, if I remember that right. But if you're playing in pubs and you are out in the storm, it is worth it to trade some shots at somebody in the storm if you have a long way to go, because you don't know. They potentially have the Riftjector on them, right? And in a competitive game, right, normally you would just do your best to avoid that other person. That even though you see that other person in the storm, you're going to avoid fighting with them, because you might just end up both trading shots at each other, taking damage, and then not even make it out of the storm and die anyways, which is not going to get you further, either of you further into the game. So it's just kind of known that, hey, if you're in the storm, don't fight in the storm, because nobody benefits from that. But now, in pubs, with the Riftjector, you can try to quickly crack the shield of somebody, and if that Riftjector goes off, you could jump into their rift and then use that to get you to the next circle quickly. All right, so there's a tip of the day for you. So hopefully we'll have more new items just coming out more often as we have in the past in Fortnite, so we have stuff to give you tips like that with. We have another one, 5 stars. It says, great job, great podcast with good mic, clean, and a calm environment. Build the community. Hey, thank you. That one is from Kyoto. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate it. And with that, that will be the episode. So until next time, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.